Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way, talking about tefillin and how to store them at the end of the day. In the olden days, in the times of the Gemara, when people were in a much higher level, a much different situation and surroundings, they would wear it a lot longer than us. We wear it only in the beginning, a few minutes for davening or the like. They used to wear it all day. But listen to what happened here. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha said in the name of Rav Zeira, this is taught only if there's time left in the day to put them on. After leaving the bathroom, for example, if there's no time left in the day, he makes a taifa bag for them, the size of a tefach, and puts them there. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, during the day he rolls them up like a scroll and keeps them in his hand opposite his heart, and at night he makes a type of bag for them on the size of a tefach and puts them there for then when he'll place them on the ground. The fact that there's a tefach of space will be considered a separation between them and the ground. What we could learn here is the importance of the Tashmishei Mitzvah, the importance of articles and items used for a mitzvah. We talked about this the other day. It's not just about the items themselves. We would get ourselves a beautiful house. We would get ourselves a beautiful car. We should make sure to for sure have a beautiful talis bag and a beautiful tefillin bag. A lot of people like myself have an embroidered talis bag or embroidered tefillin bag, whether it's made by parents or not, or they get it from a nice sofer store or a Judaica store. But we should make sure to enhance the mitzvahs and to keep them in such a nice and beautiful way. Just like an esrog, we should get mahajan and mahajan if our finances can afford it. And by Hanukkah candles, we should do mahajan and mahajan and have a beautiful Hanukkah, a beautiful menorah. So too with our everyday wonderful mitzvah items, the talis and the tefillin, we should make sure that they're stored in a beautiful manner, stored in a beautiful bag, use a beautiful surrounding that they're taken care of as the beautiful items they are. And if we make sure that the talis and the tefillin themselves should be checked every once in a while and should be cleaned and make sure that it's not dirty, that also would be wonderful. How much more so the items themselves, not just the Tashmishei Mitzvah, the bags used for the mitzvahs, that it should be beautiful and taken care of, as well as the items themselves. Just as the sages talked all the way back in the day of where to store it, how to store it, so too we should make sure to store it in the best way possible in order to beautify the mitzvahs as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 24 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.